Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote, Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones sharing success stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a nurse, or do you know one? Would you like to learn more about getting rejuvenated? Tell me, have you ever said yes when you really, really wanted or needed to say no? Can you imagine taking on too much? Well, I think we all can imagine that. Tell me now, how do you know what to receive from others? Do you know how to receive from others without feeling guilty about it? That's a big lesson. When was the last time you heard about positivity in the workplace? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce her, I'd love to invite you to call in today. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you have during our interview. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 700,000 wonderful listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is an MSN, MBA, RN. She is passionate about helping healthcare professionals, nurses in particular, to embody holistic living and embrace self-care. Through her business, Sublime Living Sublime Wellness, she writes regularly on the topic of self-care. She conducts a free monthly wellness workshop and offers both in-person and online seminars for busy nurses. She is a certified health and wellness coach and holds a Bachelor of Arts degree in psychology, a Bachelor of Science in nursing, and master's degrees in both business and nursing. Originally from New York, she now lives in Baltimore with her husband and her two dogs. I am so pleased to welcome to our show Elizabeth Coach Scala. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
I'm great, January. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. I'm so honored to be here. I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you with us today, and I want to reiterate for our listeners that Coach Elizabeth has her own radio show here at Blog Talk Radio. It's called Living Sublime Wellness, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, Elizabeth, let's ask you a little bit about how you got into your current role and what made you start your new business.
Sure, January. You know, it's a great question and one that I really love talking about. I am a registered nurse, and I worked for about 5 years on an inpatient psychiatric unit at one of the most acute and fast-paced hospitals in Baltimore. And unfortunately, I actually became extremely burnt out from my role, or at least that's what I thought at the time. Reflecting back now, you know, being here in 2013 with some hindsight, I see that it wasn't so much me being burnt out from nursing. It was more from my unhealthy lifestyle, the way that I did not eat healthy or move my body, the way I didn't cope well with stress. And so I really had to make some significant life changes. And now my entire business is focused around nurses' health and well-being and really helping the nursing profession and the healthcare profession take care of ourselves so we can take care of our patients.
Yeah. You know, I would imagine that burnout must be a very big, big issue for nurses because it's my understanding they still work 12-hour days, right?
That's right. 12-hour shifts, rotating shifts, night shifts, holidays, weekends,
yeah.
All over the place.
Oh, I know. It's just we have a daughter-in-law who is a nurse, and it's unbelievable the amount of work she puts into it. You know, however, she loves nursing, but yet we do worry about her getting burnout. What do you suggest for nurses to help avoid burnout?
Well, taking care of ourselves and putting ourselves as the top priority is absolutely key. You know, as a nurse, we so often give to our patient population, we give to our nursing unit or environment where we work, we give to the management and the coworkers, and then we come home and give to our families, our children, our spouses, our neighborhoods. We really have to shift our priorities and put ourselves at the top of the list.
Now, what are the self-care routines that a nurse must do on a daily basis that you would recommend?
The foundational and the easiest thing that anyone can do quite simply every single day is just some easy breath work, just sitting quiet, focusing on the breath. And it doesn't have to be 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be, you know, a 60-minute meditation series or anything like that.
Right.
Even just as you're driving to work or as you're walking your dog or as you're, you know, getting prepared to go into work, just bringing your attention and awareness to the breath is one foundational piece. And then the second, which is something I've written an article to lately and gotten a lot of response from nurses reading that article, is keeping ourselves hydrated. You know, we're busy all day, and sometimes we don't get a break to eat, but as long as we continue to drink water throughout the day, just constantly keeping ourselves hydrated, that can help with our energy levels, it can help with our stress levels, and can really help with mood and irritability. And, of course, you know, bowel habits. So water and breath, very easy, very simple techniques.
Well, those are really two great suggestions, and not just for nurses. They're wonderful suggestions for everyone listening. I know recently my husband and I started on a program, and we're now drinking half our body weight in water and ounces. And, oh, my gosh, it's a lot of water to drink, but, wow, it does give you more energy. Don't you agree?
Exactly. You know, I also work part-time at a gym, and we do the body mass index and composition scale, and I'd say at least 85% of people that I read their ticket off to them going through the different line items on their printout, the dehydration is absolutely, most of us are walking around dehydrated, and you're right, aiming for half of our body weight in ounces of water is definitely a great amount to drink, but it's a healthy amount, and our bodies are made up of water. They're craving water most of the time. So I'm glad to hear you're doing that, January.
Well, we've just started it, and I must confess, I do have a lot more energy, but I also must confess that we do spend a lot more time in the bathroom.
But that's good for you, you know, getting the toxins out of the body, eliminating waste, and just really it's absolutely good for you, but I agree. I spend a lot of time in the bathroom as well.
Yeah, well, I think that's the price of detoxification. You know, right now we're going to hear a word about your host, Elizabeth, and when we come back, we'll be visiting with Elizabeth Coach Scala, talking more about her plans or her programs that can help nurses and they can help everyone listening. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with Elizabeth Coach Scala, and we are so happy to have you on the show. Could you now share your website information? Tell us about your two books and where people can get them.
Sure. Thanks for asking, January. So my main website is livingsublimewellness.com, and that's where you can purchase either one of my books, the first book being Back to the Basics, A Nurse's Pocket Guide to Self-Care, and that has 12 simple, very, very short, thinking about the busy nurse in mind, very brief 12 steps to living a healthy, balanced life. And the other book, I actually interviewed over 36 nurses and holistic professionals from around the world compiled those interviews. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Compiled those interviews into what's called Learning Through Experience, an inspirational resource book of professional interviews. And I asked them, you know, about their own challenges and successes with self-care and healthy living. So it's interesting because nurses in all different roles are being and living healthy despite being very busy and successful. So that book is actually, I love that book because it brings in lots of different perspectives. My other website.
I was just going to say, for my book, I interviewed a lot of people on my survey, and I agree with you. That's a fun way to put together data and research for a book. Now, what was your website again?
The other website I was just going to share is I host a biannual conference, a virtual conference for healthcare providers, and that website is called rejuvenationcollaboration.com.
Oh, I like that name. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. You know, Elizabeth, I always like to ask my guests this question, and you are very successful. And when you look back on your life and your career, can you tell or share with our listeners something that you had to overcome, something that was a defining moment that may have been very difficult at the time but actually turned out to help you become successful?
Absolutely. You know, I'm preparing for a presentation I'm giving just this weekend at a physician conference in Florida, and I've had to really reflect on that as I'm telling sort of my story with the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, the life-changing event was when in 2009 I really sort of hit my rock bottom. I was absolutely miserable, coming home from work, sobbing, fighting with my husband constantly. You know, I even put a hole in the wall and was drinking a little heavily. Actually, if I wasn't at work and I wasn't asleep, I was usually out at happy hour. And I just said, this is ridiculous. This has got to stop. I'm completely unhealthy and unhappy. And I took a huge risk, huge. I left my job and went to work part-time at a gym for, you know, one-third of the salary, no benefits, no vacation time, none of the job security that you get with working at a hospital. And that decision, I have completely changed my entire life around and the way I live and I'm absolutely healthy this day going forward. And I would not change a thing at all, despite the fact that it was very difficult to change my entire financial structure, it was absolutely necessary.
That must have been just a terrifying thing to do. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can't even begin to imagine doing that. Tell us, how do you maintain balance? You're a nurse, your own company. You recently graduated from IIN. And what are your tricks being able to do it all and to pull it all off?
You know, one thing I have to tell folks is I really do the things that I find fun. So I tell people this in my workshops all the time. You know, when you're choosing something healthy, when you're choosing a healthy routine, you have to enjoy it. If not, it becomes like more work. It becomes another chore, and you avoid it, you procrastinate. So for balancing, to balance it all, I really just do the things I find fun and enjoyable first. I follow my energy and really put energy into the things that I'm passionate about and love to do. And then again, I return to the breath, but every single day before I do anything, I do sit in, at least for myself. You know, I've made this time of 20 minutes to and more of meditation. So a little bit of fun and a little bit of breath work.
Well, you know, that's an interesting comment when you were talking about find your passion. I read an article yesterday while I was at the doctor's office, and it was about finding your passion. And the first thing they said was that your passion is something that you would do even if it didn't involve money. You enjoy doing it so much that you don't need to get paid for it, and you probably don't get paid for it. So I think that's what you did by leaving your regular job, and you went out and created something that you could be passionate about, and now you get paid for it. That's a great great story for you to share. Your work is very much focused around rejuvenation. What's involved in the rejuvenation me process?
You know, great question, January. I'm coming out with a interactive at-home self-paced rejuvenate me. It's a workbook, but embedded in that there are downloadable audios, there are PowerPoint presentations, there are videos. I actually was just editing the final draft as it launches on Monday. But rejuvenate me is a 12 step, so each step builds upon the previous step and goes through all different types of things.
Are those all clean?
Using your support, receiving help from those resources around you, making time for yourself, valuing you and your self-worth and appreciating yourself and respecting yourself, and then going through, you know, basic self-care concepts like nutrition, exercise, movement, activity, rest, proper sleep. So it's all-inclusive, and it's right there in the Rejuvenate Me package.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, it's such a difficult job spreading yourself out with your husband, your dogs, your jobs. Do you have a routine every night before you go to bed to make sure you're ready for the next day?
Oh, absolutely.
Could you share that with us?
Sure. You know, the night before before my next day, I actually make a list of, first off, the things that I was proud of and I'm grateful for that I got done the previous day to really keep track of the successes I've had. And then I do some self-Reiki treatment to help myself relax and get to sleep. But I do. I prepare for the day by kind of organizing my desk, laying out the things I need for the next day, and preparing my meals on the Sunday before a week. So that way each day I have healthy and nutritious lunches and things packed ready for the week ahead.
Oh, that's great advice, because I know when you're trying to pull it together before you're walking out the door, it pretty much isn't going to happen. I do pretty much the same thing, too. I do the night before, I get my show ready and pretty much know what I'm going to eat. That's really good advice. Now, we're going to take a break and hear about a group that I support. And when we come back, Elizabeth, I want to talk to you about when people say yes when they really need to say no. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Coach Scala.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven, international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play in well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my guest, Elizabeth Scala. And, you know, actually, Elizabeth, you would be a fantastic addition to the AATH program. Now, let's talk about when you say yes, when you really need or want it to say no. So many people have that problem. They're like yes with people. They can never say no. What do you tell these people?
That's a great question, January. So, you know, I was talking with a client a couple months ago, and she was sharing with me how she's really just starting to resent her work and feeling like she's always at work, you know, being there 44, 48, 50 hours a week every time they call going into work. And so, you know, the more I talked to her, I realized it wasn't that she disliked her job. It was sort of that she was there too much. So we did an exercise together balancing our yes and no's. And I asked her to write across the top of a blank piece of paper, you know, getting called into work. And for folks listening, you write across the top of the paper anything that you have, you know, a difficult time saying no to. So she has across the top of her paper, you know, getting called into work. And then you write, you draw a single line down the middle of the paper, making two columns, the yes column, the no column. And then I asked her for about a month's time to track. Each time someone calls her to come in for overtime or come in extra to work, you know, just make a check mark in one of the columns, the yes or the no. So after a month's time, she called me and she said, you know, I have like 10 yeses in my yes column and nothing in the no column. I'm like, my goodness. You're the only person that works at your job. So we did some more work together discussing priorities, self-appreciation, self-worth, the types of concepts we were discussing earlier. And I talked to her and I said, you know, you don't have to become this no person, this, you know, non-helpful, non-team player, but just really keep that list in front of you and balance them and sort of track, you know, sometimes you say yes to go in extra to work, but sometimes can you just say, you know what, I have an appointment that day, I really can't make it, you know, can you call me next week? And and kind of balance how many times you say yes with how many times you say no for that particular situation.
Oh, so many people have that problem. And another problem I hear about so often is when people take on too much. These are the people who can't say no. They say yes to so many things. And I suppose this sheet of paper would be a good way for those people to work on that problem too. Don't you agree?
I agree. You know, I too am one who sometimes takes on too much. So, you know, I have to tread lightly when I talk about this. But from each experience that I've had in my own journey of healing and healthy, you know, lifestyle changes, that's then how I'm able to take those learned lessons and really put them into teaching practices. So, you know, just because I also struggle with that myself and taking on many, many things, but now, you know, I have some tools and strategies to work through with people to actually change those habits around.
Well, I think that's a universal problem now because we have a world where most women are working, they're raising families, they have relationships, they want to do philanthropy, they want to have a social life. There's just so much on the table, and there's only so many hours in the day. So it is a big, big lesson. Another big lesson I'd like to talk about briefly is, what do you tell people to help them receive from others without guilt?
just 90.
Well, I have this little sort of logic model. So part of my brain is very analytical, and when I look at giving and receiving, a lot of times when we're giving so much to other people, we're not really receiving for ourselves. But if we flip that around and allow other people to help us, you know, especially being as nurses. So we like to give a lot to our patients. We like to give a lot to our staff. There's other nurses out there. There's other women out there. There's other healthcare providers that also want to give. So flipping that around and allowing people to help us and knowing that, you know, the reason there's so many people on this planet and we're all unique individuals is we all have something great to offer. So allowing someone to help us when they have something that's more of their specialty or, you know, their talent, skill base, and then we then can help others when it comes to what we're really good at.
Oh, yeah. That is such good. Actually, your advice is fantastic. You have fantastic advice for nurses. And this also applies to anyone listening. You're a great coach, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. And right now I'd like you to promote your radio show so my listeners can listen to you too.
Sure. Thank you, January. And thank you, listeners, for listening. As January mentioned, you're right. You know, the Rejuvenation Collaboration, that virtual conference for healthcare providers, we've had teachers, we've had office people, we've had social work, we've had tons of people, you know, come and take part, and they say, the information you're sharing is not just for nurses and healthcare providers. But anyway, as January asked, my radio show is called Living Sublime Wellness, and most of my shows are called Living Sublime Wellness on the Rejuvenation Station.
Okay, wonderful. And that's on Blog Talk Radio. And if you are a follower of my show, you can also follow Elizabeth Scala's show. Elizabeth, again, thank you so much for sharing both of your books with us and your expertise. You're a wonderful guest, and I hope everyone will go out and, if you are a nurse, buy the Back to Basics, A Nurse's Pocket Guide to Self-Care, and also the Learning Through Experience book written by Elizabeth Scala. Thank you, and do come back again.
Thanks, January. I sure would love to. Thank you.
Wonderful. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today, and be sure to catch this interview and all of our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are amazing. They will amaze, amuse, and astonish you with an exciting, eclectic, energizing lineup. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All of your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories here, stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my personal mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now my chocolate comment of the day from Miranda Ingram. It's not that chocolates are a substitute for love. Love is a substitute for chocolate. Chocolate is, let's face it, far, far more reliable than any man. So for now, dear listeners, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Elizabeth Coach Scala. This is January Jones thanking all of you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.